The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot.
Good morning.
Today, March the 26th, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's in there, but he can't talk because we're using all the microphones.
All the mics. There.
And you'll know why in just a minute. So what's the weather look like today?
Good morning, everybody. Well, we are going to have around 72 today. Chance of showers, but if you're looking outside right now, and I stepped out this morning at 5:30 when it was still dark outside, and once I see stars, I know that we're going to have a clear morning at least. But we do have a chance of precipitation about 30%. Tonight we have chance of showers and perhaps thunderstorms. So I don't know how your kids or your doggies or your animals feel about that, but it's not a big deal on our end. But tonight we could have 16 miles per hour as up to maybe 33 gusts of wind. Tomorrow calls for showers with a high near 60. So for those days yesterday and the day before that were in the 80s, looks like we're jumping down almost 20 some degrees. Thursday 60, overnight lows of 50. Friday 60 showers. Friday night 42. And Saturday looks like we've got mostly sunny, so we're coming bumping back up again with the weather with around 62, and Sunday 55, coming back down to showers. So as we have those little pockets of sunshine, just enjoy that, and makes for a great garden. The weather's brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Now, Carl, we're about ready to go into a moment that I am thrilled about. Whenever we
my
have
sugar level in my blood went up 3,000% just listening to this.
Oh yeah, and I love you guys came and you did your scales. And David and I, who are both musicians, we're talking about there's a scale in there that we'd never heard before, but in the minor key, because usually it's been in the major going up the scales.
Why,
there you go.
Why don't we start with this? This is the Stellar Charter School.
I know.
And they're presenting Shrek Jr. the musical here, and so they brought most of the cast, some of the cast. This is a third
good
of
morning.
The cast.
Good I'm Maureen morning. Sanders. I'm
Maureen.
The director. This is about a third of our cast from Stellar Charter School.
Oh, there's a lot of them in here, and they've all got matching T-shirts.
Yeah, we've been rehearsing since November. So the minor key scale that you heard us warming up on this morning is from a YouTube channel that we warm up with every rehearsal, right, guys?
Yeah,
every rehearsal we warm up, and that's how we start. We do stretches because we also are doing choreography, so we're dancing, so we want to make sure that our bodies and our voices are warmed up. We talk about how musical theater is it's like a physical sport.
It is.
So, yeah.
Very, very demanding, and so proud of you getting ready and appearing this morning, and thank you, moms and dads, for getting us to this morning show. We're live on the air, so what we're going to do is we're going to ask you and your director.
Introduce yourselves.
Yeah.
And we're going to start right here with you. Get in front of the mic, and then we all just trade off. Tell us your name and how old you are.
Getting close. I'm Sophia. I'm 13, and I play Mama Bear.
Okay, next.
I'm Eloise Wilder. I'm 11 years old, and I'm playing the dragon.
Okay, next.
I'm Benji German. I'm 11 years old, and I'm playing Papa Bear.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Gavin Maddie. I'm 14, and I play Shrek.
Yep.
But a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wearing a Shrek
right
beanie.
There.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He's only like a foot and a half taller than everybody else.
Red Mike.
Salik, and I'm 9 years old, and I play Pig One, a storyteller, and Young Fiona.
Okay. Pig One.
I'm Ava German. I play Gingy and Teen Fiona.
Okay.
So you're
and
in the
I'm
cast,
nine.
And you're in the cast with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
All right, got it. That's great.
I'm Abigail Babcock. I am 10 years old, and I play Fiona.
You have wonderful diction, by the way.
I'm Holly Babcock, and I'm 6, and I'm playing the Ugly Duckling.
But you're not.
No.
I'm Ruby Amaker. I'm 8, and I'm playing Pick 3.
Okay.
I'm Hazel Salig, and I'm 7 years old, and I'm playing the part Lord Farquaad.
You're playing what? Say that again, sweetie.
I'm playing the part Lord Farquaad.
Part Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad.
Okay.
I'm Jenna Godfrey. I'm 10 years old, and I'm playing Pinocchio.
Okay. And?
I'm Chloe Wilder, and I'm 19, and I'm the choreographer.
Okay, lovely. You've been here. Now, how many of you have any of you been in the studio before to sing? Okay, that's why you look familiar. I was like, I knew when we had certain... Okay, so what do we have in store with this? We go to our director. Are we going to sing a song from the show? All right. Shall we just begin? We have two songs. Absolutely, but we're going to start. We do have to take a break at 7:15. We have time.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take an early break. That way we don't have to stop. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Stellar Charter Schools and Shrek Jr. the Musical, directed by Maureen Sanders. And just a third of the cast here, but filled up our whole office.
I love it.
So, okay, we'll be right back.
Is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The thrill of cage fights returns to Wind River Resort and Casino. On Saturday, April 12th, Hard Fought Productions brings you an action-packed night of amateur pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets for this extreme event start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 pre-slot play. Must be 21 to attend this adrenaline-filled event. Tickets for this event sell out fast. Get yours today. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott today, the 26th of March, 7:16 in the morning. We're surrounded by Shrek Jr. the Musical from Stellar Charter School. There's a bunch of them in here, and this is only a third of them. We could have filled the place up.
And we're here with the director, Maureen Sanders, and the choreographer, Chloe Wilder. Very happy to have, I think, 11 kids in here. By the way, you can go to Riverfront Playhouse. This performance will be April 4th, 5th, and 6th. What's exciting is that you guys have a great run ahead of you. Two weekends, again, April 11th, 12th, and 13th. So I'm sure if you go online, there might be a matinee in there for some people who want to do matinees.
Yeah, hi, this is Maureen, the director. Yeah, if you come to our show, we have evening shows on Friday, April 4th, and Friday, April 11th, but Saturday the 5th and Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 6th and Sunday the 13th of April, we have matinees at 2 o'clock. So if you want to bring your kids or you want to bring your family, this is totally a family show, and see this show, you are going to be blown away by what these kids can do. They have been working so hard since November, putting together this show, singing, dancing. We're very excited to be doing our tech rehearsal at Riverfront this week and dress rehearsal next week. And we're also going to be at the Farmers Market on the 5th if you want to catch us there.
Oh, how fun. That sounds great. Okay, I am ready for some music. I don't know about you this morning. I'm sure you are. You're waking
up. I'm ready.
For our listeners, this is always a treat for us. One of the beautiful things about us being able to do radio is to be able to have some of these wonderful productions. And this is Stella Charter School, about ready to do one of the songs for you right now from Shrek the Musical. I'm sorry?
Will they be able to hear the music without the headphones?
No.
They need to have headphones.
They need to hear the music.
So put the headphones on.
Okay.
Sorry.
We don't have enough headphones for everybody.
We'll switch to the
headphones.
Okay.
Now we're just readjusting headphones. So.
Okay, everybody, for listening.
get those microphones down. Okay. Hey, this is a work in progress.
Yeah.
They're ready.
All right.
Okay.
So is David going to play the...
Thank you for those of you who are being patient with us out there. We're going to be performing I Know It's Today. This number is we get to see Fiona, our heroine, from a young child all the way up to an adult. I Know It's Today.
Little girls, it's story time.
There's a princess in a tower. Oh my gosh, that's just like me. Poor Rapunzel needs a haircut, but the witch won't set her free. She passes time by singing like someone else I know. As years go by, she says no wait. As years go by, uh-oh.
A torturous existence, I don't remember this part. She wishes she were dead. Skip ahead, skip ahead.
But in the end, Rapunzel finds a millionaire. The prince is good at climbing and braiding golden hair. So I know he'll appear, and his armor will be blinding, as shining as his perfect teeth. And manly hope he'll propose on one knee, and our prenup will be binding. About time we set a wedding day, day number 958. I know it's today, he'll show up today. Here's a princess, any princess, take your pick, they're all like me. Not exactly, I'm still waiting. They're out living happily ever after. Better get here, I want 11 seconds flat. No one needs his millibits. Whoops, did I do that? Cut the villains, cut the vamping, cut this fairy tale, cut the peril and the pitfalls, cut the puppet and the whale, cut the monsters, cut the curses, keep the intro, cut the verses, and the waiting, the waiting, the waiting, the waiting, the waiting. But I don't, he'll appear, though I seem a bit bipolar. And I'm a vandal now as well. Hope he won't mind. I'm a find, I'm a catch, and a very gifted bowler. It won't be long now, I guarantee. Day number, are you there, God? It's me, Fiona.
It's me, Fiona.
Job, girls. They did such a good job. I know that for our listening audience out there, you could also hear the backing track singers, and in the studio here, they sound so amazing. What do you think, Linda?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's happening is David's playing the track behind, behind the glass, and so they're hearing the track through the headphones. And is this the first time you guys have done something like this, where it's really not, where your track isn't live here in front of you? You're doing a great job. So now that was the first song that we have today. We have another. Let's see what else we have in store for us. And we're talking about Shrek, if you're just tuning in. Shrek the Musical that's happening at the Riverfront Playhouse, April 4th, 5th, and 6th, April 11th, 12th, and 13th. The director now is going in to tell David what the next song is queued up. Are y'all ready? Okay, we're going to get everybody behind the mics. Now, we've got five mics, actually one, two, three mics right now that are open, and we have 11 of...
One pair of headphones.
Yes, please. And we've only got three headphones, so we're trying to get you guys so that you can actually hear the tracks through the headphones. So our listening audience knows what we're doing right now with our performers of Shrek the Musical. How are you guys doing this morning? Do you love the challenge?
It's just getting out of bed.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the challenge, right?
Yeah.
Trying to be sharp in the morning is a hard thing sometimes. Trust me, because it's a challenge for us.
Since we have to do this immediately after we're done school.
Okay, you're going to go to school after this and go right into study.
Get closer to the mic, okay?
Do you guys find, I'm going to ask the group as you're getting ready, do you find that when you go to sleep at night, you're memorizing the lyrics, you're memorizing that you dream the songs?
Yeah.
No? Okay, a couple said no.
I forgot the dream, really, but I did dream about something with Shrek.
There you go.
But not with Shrek, but, like, the Shrek music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You mean you didn't have dinner with Shrek?
Okay. No.
All right, are we queued up? Okay, well, we may have to sing a cappella. Are you guys ready for that?
That would be fun.
Yeah, that's great.
I think we may have to do that. We have to pick
good
the key
idea,
and then
Linda.
Get me kicking off because...
Do it a cappella.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do that.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, but meant for someone else, but not for me. Love is out to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointed, haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face. I saw her face.
That's fantastic. All right, so we're talking. Are you proud of yourselves?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being on our morning show here on KCNR Free Fire Radio. You all are amazing. We wish you all the very best on your opening night and every performance afterwards. Again, Riverfront Playhouse, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. You've been listening to some of the great cast members from Shrek the Musical, also playing April 11th, 12th, and 13th. We've got a few matinees in there as well for those of you who want to bring your family. And, you know, we just commend you because we know now you're going back to school and you have to get into your studies and then you afterwards have rehearsals. And so I think it's great that you stretch your brain and we're so proud of all of you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Now we're going to take a break and be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. And if you want to hear this performance later on, you can go to our archives at KCNR1460.com. Go to our website and you can look at the archives. Wait for a couple hours till it drops at the KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get?
See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Eurobungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Get your land and sea lakes ready and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $60,000 land and sea swipe to win draw. Play for your chance to cruise around on a Pedego e-bike or at Sea-Doo Spark. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through April starting at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on March 27th and April 24th. And play for your chance to win $200 cash, a Pedego e-bike, or a Sea-Doo Spark. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, I think. Shrek Jr., the musical. I was chased out of here by all the, it was like, sweet kids.
Really?
Really, you know, nice kids. I just left.
Yeah, and you know.
You know what? I threw Buford to the dogs because he was surrounded.
Yeah, it was so cute.
These kids, you couldn't even see him. They were like all on him petting.
He had a litter of kids in the back room while they were warming up doing their scales. He was on his back and they surrounded him and they all were petting him and he was just taking it in like he was absolutely being loved and adored by, you know, maybe 6 or 7 kids around him. It was just
at least
cute. Yeah.
He disappeared
and so,
in a group here.
You know, I commend what it is, you know, and this is the important factor that I can't reiterate this enough or speak volumes about it from my heart to the world, how important, you know, playing an instrument or theater is when you're part of an orchestra or a group. And theater is you learn etiquette, you learn diction, you learn responsibility, you have to show up on time, you learn how to be a team. It's really important because if you don't have, you're not more important than the person backstage doing costumes or the person that's pulling the sets or the sound guy or the ushers. It takes a team in order to put on a production. And this is really great as our children are growing and expanding to see what it is to be part of something and then execute it in the, you know, because we all have days that are super on and days that just aren't. And that's part of what's great being in a good team because they'll hold you up. Say you drop a line. Say you have a wardrobe malfunction. Say you, you know, something drops on set, you know, and how you get through that is, it's how we build our future champions. It truly is. So, I commend all the people involved with the Stellar Charter School for this production and coming on the air.
Okay, three things real quick before we get to our guest. The Shasta County Register of Voters, Tom Toller, is resigning April 29th due to health problems. So now the county is going to have to appoint another registrar. Today, if you are not sure what you want to do for lunch, you head on down to Jersey Mike's. Because every cent they make today, all proceeds, is going to go to Caring Heroes, a great equestrian organization that helps veterans and others. All the proceeds today from Jersey Mike's and the Mills family is going to go to Caring Heroes. And what a great, great gift they're giving. It is a lot of the budget for Caring Heroes comes from Jersey Mike's and today, you know, today. So I'm going to go down to Jersey Mike's and get one of their special made right there.
Mm-hmm.
No,
their sandwiches are really good.
Everything is just great. So, and then you can get also the oil and vinegar added to it.
I like that.
Okay.
Their signature.
Now, moving right along.
Well, something else that's happening in town this weekend, and of course, we brought in our, what we call our house astrologer, if you will, Sandra Jennings. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning. It's a wonderful beginning of the spring season. This Saturday, New Earth Events is going to initiate a beautiful psychic and healing fair at the Holiday Inn. It's Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 6. New Earth Events has been producing evolutionary, mystical, and metaphysical events like this for over 45 years. So we're really blessed to have this group of over 35 gifted professional healers and crystal readers and energy readers. Of course, I'll be there as an astrologer. There are other astrologers that have different specialties, different ways of reading what's going on in the heavens. There'll be tarot card readers. There'll be an aura reader. There's someone there reading the Akashic Record for each of you, henna designs, crystal vendors. There'll be essential oils, candles, and soaps, herbal teas and coffees. So it's a wonderful group of people that are very much immersed in the age of Aquarius. And how delightful that Saturday will be the solar eclipse that will initiate a wonderful energetic portal that's going to open on Saturday and be in effect for all of us, where the magnetic field of the Earth opens to allow cosmic energy to permeate the entire Earth's surface and each of us so that we can promote our evolutionary process and go forward on this Earth and our lives in the most positive and healing way.
Well, we really wanted to get you on, and I've wanted to get you on, and I'm so glad that it took this fair to promote to get you on here
Thank
this morning.
You.
But what I think that if we could, for a minute, take that you've got incredible speakers at this event. And so again, it's Saturday and Sunday. That's this 29th and 30th from 10 to 6. And, we've got the speakers, Manifest Your Desires, one that's called Instantaneous Pain Relief. And that's at 1:30 with a special speaker. Becoming a Foster Parent is another one, which I think these are interesting topics. We have Magnetize Your Deepest Desires, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Actions, Transform Your Life. That's on Saturday. And then your Sunday speakers are, again, the secret language of astrology. Again, I love this one. Change your thoughts, change your actions, transform your life.
It's wonderful to be in touch with the energies of the earth, the sun, moon, and the planets. We have a trajectory, and we what's going on the earth is concurrent with what's going on in the heavens. And we're at a beginning of the natural year. On the 20th of this month, the sun moved into the first minute of the first degree of the first sign of the zodiac. That was the beginning of the natural year. It was essentially the birth chart for the entire world for this next year.
Okay, so we call it the first day of spring.
That's right. It's also called the spring equinox.
Okay.
And it is when energy emerges. You see the sap rising in plants, and the trees are out in bloom. And it's the beginning of life, a re-energization. And we can all feel it. It was a beautiful day on the 20th. My God, the energy was so strong. I was singing. Instead of talking to people, I was singing all day long. It was extremely exciting.
Well, I have a question for you, Sandra. Our very own Sandra Jennings, our astrologer here, and I've had you on several times on my Thursday night show for North State Now. And we used to have you call in. We got off of a schedule. I don't know why, but we used to have you call in once a week and maybe do like a little bit of like what's happening. But my question for you is, after we did the time change.
Yes.
I know that I've read articles that as you get older, it's harder for those who, and I don't like to buy into that. You know, like you can do anything and be anything. You just have to believe it. But my question is, when we're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, or when the sleep pattern has really changed, is it because we have planets that are going backwards right now? What's been happening in the galaxies?
Well, the inner planets, Mercury and Venus, are so close to both the sun and the earth. They have a tremendous effect, as does the moon, on what happens on the earth. We're in synchronous energetic movement with them. And when the planet Mercury appears to be going backwards or retrograde in the sky, it's more difficult or challenging to communicate with people. And appointments can get you can get lost, or you can not get through on telephone calls or computer events. And you forget things, have to go back to pick up your phone you left in the car when you were on your way. So, you know, so.
Hello.
Yeah.
All of the above.
It's like it taps you on the head. What do you really want to do, and how hard is it going to be to get your message across to other people? And you're forced to reevaluate what's most important to you and to leave behind things, events, situations that are no longer important or no longer have meaning in your life, and you contemplate the future, what's coming in the future. When Mercury's retrograde, you don't want to make major beginnings, for example, a grand opening of a business. You don't want to sign contracts. You don't want to buy computers or telephones or telephone plans, because something will occur. You have to go do it over. It's like, yeah, there's a redo, reevaluate it. You know, many of these words that begin with R-E, redirecting, happens when Mercury's retrograde. Well, now also Venus, the other planet between the Earth and the Sun, is retrograde.
Oh, my God. I knew when I talked with you, we were going to have you on, you would help us to make sense, because I don't know when I've ever had such sleepless nights.
It's difficult because the energy, it's actually being, there's so many planets are in Aries, that very first sign, and it encourages action and activity, so it's hard to relax. It's hard to put down your thoughts and get into a deep sleep or even a meditative state. So that's what we do then now, is we reevaluate what's going on in our lives, think about it, and think, you know, what is no longer needed and what can I do in the future? When Venus is retrograde, as it is now, then you don't want to make any kind of major cosmetic changes. You don't want to cut your hair or dye your hair or get an elective surgery, because the thing with these retrograde passages, when the planet again goes forward, whatever decisions you've made, whatever actions you've decided, contemplated, or actually done, you might regret them because your opinions change. When the planet is going backwards, you're thinking of the past. When it goes forward and direct again, you go, oh, okay, I may not have liked what I did in that last 4 to 6 weeks, and there could be regrets. So you don't want to make major decisions.
Okay. All right. So we got to take a break here. We're talking with Sandra Jennings. It's very interesting about like what's happening planet-wise in our atmosphere. But we're also talking about the psychic fair, and I've always loved having you come. But there's all kinds of things in the psychic fair as well: healers, vendors, you know, herbal things, all these things that you know that you're thinking of alternatives. Like, you know, and knowledge is power, and how you meditate, and maybe some of these speakers, you know, you learn, you have a takeaway, and then of course you're doing readings.
I'm doing readings, and I'm going to be explaining people's birth charts. I'm going to do predictive charts for the future, especially bearing in mind that this is the beginning of the natural year, and people want to know what is significant about their individual birth, and a chart for what's going on in the heavens at that moment is going to tell you about our individual plan for the future. It's our owner's manual for our own particular lives. Well, this equinox time, this Aries point, when the sun hits the very first degree of Aries, it's a time when we can look into what is the future for the entire world. It's because it's a birth chart for our, for everyone on this earth.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friend Jeff at Crackmaster. He knows the ins and outs of what it is to fix your windshield with a crack, a chip. You know, he's been practicing for over 30 years. He can do up to 24 inches. And you know what's happening with the hot, the cold, the hot, and the cold. We're turning the air conditioning off. It's on. So those little chips, those little cracks can grow. So you can bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield specialist today. Give him a call at 241-8373, but he's located at 3208 South Market Street. Go by and see Jeff at Crackmaster. We'll be right back.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend, alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, the 26th of March and 7:50 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in Redding, voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Ah, and they just donated a beautiful.
I just want to do a shout out.
Beautiful, yeah. Turquoise necklace to Chicks and
well,
Chaps.
Well, we're going to have Chicks and Chaps. In fact, there are just a few tickets left. It's almost sold out. That is the Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon that is happening on May 16th. It will be at the Elks. We're taking it off of the rodeo grounds this year. Purely for the reason, it's climate control. For those who may be going through some kind of chemo or some kind of radiation, if you're going through therapy, it's very hard to be in, maybe, in the heat. So we're doing our luncheon this time, at the Elks. We're very excited. Dr. Lauren Strickland is our keynote speaker. We have some wonderful surprises with entertainment, and we do have tickets left, and we've got some great live auction items, one of which Four Winds Jewelry has given us this beautiful piece of a Zuni, a one-of-a-kind. We can take pictures and post it on Facebook pretty soon. It's huge. And so it's fabulous. Okay, moving right along. Redding Psychic and Healing Arts Fair by New Earth Events. And that's what it's important to bring into your view, is that it's also a healing arts fair. And with us this morning is our very own astrologer that we call her our own because she's mine, and that is Sandra Jennings.
Thank you for having me here this morning. It's wonderful to be a spokesperson for this event because it brings people in touch with spirit, with the metaphysical part of life that frequently is forgotten in the hustle bustle of trying to pay the bills, get to work, raise your kids, etc. And it gives us an opportunity to go within, to talk to gifted professionals who can help us to go to that quiet space within where we can be in communication with the spirit that has created all things. So we're happy to be a part of this event. There's 35 of us there. We're going to be present Saturday and Sunday. And there are free tickets to this event available on the website, New Earth Events. So the first 300 people to go to the website will get a free ticket, and then you can walk back and forth, sample the feelings, the energetic feelings of the different readers to see who you feel best can get you in touch with spirit or help you on your healing path. And, of course, both tarot readers, astrological readers are going to take a look at the heavens at the time that you were born, or what's going on at the present and how it corresponds to your future, and give you insight into your path and how to feel calm, more in touch, and have a good coherent feeling with your heart and the heart of the galaxy.
Fantastic. And also, it's Saturday and Sunday, $10 if you don't get your tickets in advance. Just $10 to get in the door. But the speakers are free.
The speakers are free on Saturday and Sunday. We all want to talk about what our specialty is and to explain to people who may not understand what an Akashic Record reader is or not understand the specific terminology of astrological readers like myself. Because it is another kind of a language, another alphabet, another group of symbols. Because frequently with the mystic arts, we see a symbol, and the symbol represents so much, and we are translators or decoders of what the symbol means and how to make use of what that symbol represents in your life.
All right, so that makes sense. So you're going to be speaking the secret language of astrology on Sunday.
That's right.
At 12.
I'm always thrilled to be able to explain. Frequently when people get their chart, an astrologer will use lots of language that we don't hear every day, like trines or squares or oppositions or retrograde. You know, these things are all terms, technical terms, that explain the positions of the planets and how, and the sun and the moon, and how we feel or how we are influenced or how we feel that we're moving in accordance with what is going on in the heavens.
Well, finally, we've got 5 minutes left, and I'm sure Carl and I would love to, you know, we are in a chaotic, crazy time with our world and our leader, and how things are being turned upside down. I mean, I've got headlines here that I haven't even gone into about cancellations, cleaning out, turning upside down. And for many people, they just are mad.
Of course, because changes are difficult to assimilate. And right now, there's a group of planets that are in the last sign of the zodiac, Pisces. That indicates dissolution or dissolving or ending. So we see a lot of old programs that no longer are effective being dissolved. And that's difficult. People cannot absorb change easily. Frequently they fight it. But then there are so many planets in Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, initiating things, new ideas, new energy, going on a new path. It's very inspiring. But as I mentioned, it's hard for people to say, well, I've been doing this for so many years. Why do I have to try a new path? Because it's new, fresh. It's healthier. It's the way forward. And we have to embrace the future. We can't be looking backward all the time. Or it's not healthy. It's not good for us, for humanity as a whole.
I think that's incredibly true. And now that we've reached a point where it's different, that people don't know what to do.
Yeah,
they're striking out. Mm-hmm. And when I say striking out, you know, they're acting out and things. They're protesting things that haven't happened. I mean, it's, you know, it's one thing to protest something that's going on, but to protest something that might happen. Okay, I mean, it's very, very difficult for one group of people here in the United States to make a change.
It certainly is, but since Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, it's all about change. It's a new path. It's a healthier new place or direction to go. It involved with energy that is being buoyed by the entire universe to go forward and do something to initiate as the first sign. And we have to remember the sign of Aries, where the sun and so many planets are located now, is got a special rulership, we call it, or an association with the planet Mars. Mars has been called the god of war, but also Mars gives you bravery and courage to go forward with something that you believe in, that you're inspired to actually act, to actually do, because Aries is called a cardinal sign. It's about doing, not sitting and thinking, not getting emotional and going, oh, poor me, I don't know what's going on. I'm just so upset. It's about doing something productive that is going to be of value to the human race, to each of us. So it's time to begin on now at this beginning of the year, at this Equinox point where we start and we do something valuable, not only for ourselves, but for the human race, for our country.
Okay.
All right. Did you like that? That was a great way to end this segment. We appreciate that. Again, this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn, we've got the Reading Psychic and Healing Arts Fair. There's a woman that's going to be talking about pain relief. There are manifesting your desires.
We have to run.
All the great things. So thank you for Sandra Jennings for being with us.
Thanks,
Absolutely, Sandra.
For letting me come in and talk about it. Yeah, I'll see you this weekend at the Holiday Inn.
That's great.
And after the news, Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget will join us. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Atlantic has released the entire signal chat among Trump's senior national security officials.
The published signal chat shows that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth provided the exact times of warplane launches, strike packages, and targets hours before the attack. The disclosure comes after the Trump administration insisted that war plans were not revealed in the messaging app. President Trump dismissed the episode as a harmless glitch and joined other senior officials in trying to discredit the journalist who was mistakenly included in the National Security Chat Group. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Palestinians have held a rare anti-Hamas demonstration in Gaza.
The event in the heavily destroyed northern town of Beit Lahia is a rare show of public anger against the militant group, which has long repressed dissent and still rules the territory 17 months into the war with Israel. The videos, which appear to be authentic, showed hundreds of people taking part in the anti-war protest on Tuesday.
That is Charles Taylor Desma reporting. Correspondent Jennifer King reports there's an update on the sentencing in the shooter in a Walmart mass shooting that took place in Texas.
The gunman who killed 23 people in a 2019 attack in an El Paso Walmart has been offered a plea deal to avoid the death penalty. Patrick Cruchius has already been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences at the federal level. El Paso County District Attorney James Montoya said he supports the death penalty, but his decision was driven by victims' families who wanted to put the case behind them. Under the new offer, the 26-year-old shooter would receive life in prison with no possibility of parole. The mass shooting was one of the deadliest in U.S. history. Crucius appears to have been consumed by hatred for Hispanics and debate over immigration before he drove more than 700 miles and opened fire at the Walmart with an AK-style rifle. I'm Jennifer King.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Dollar Tree says it's selling off Family Dollar to a pair of private equity firms.
Dollar Tree began as a dollar store, but now sells most items for $1.25 and has been adding inventory that costs a bit more as well. Still, Americans have been tightening their spending, even at bargain chains, as consumer confidence in the economy slides.
That is correspondent Julie Walker reporting. The transaction is worth approximately $1 billion. Nissan says it's changing its corporate culture, speeding up the process by which it adjusts to market demands. The company took the wraps off a bold array of new and refreshed models on Tuesday, as well as next-generation technologies set to debut in the U.S. and Canada sometime over the next 2 years. Nissan says the upcoming models will all be featuring innovative innovations. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Thieves made off with eight Corvettes from the Kentucky plant where they're made, but Keith Peters reports they didn't get far.
The cars were stolen from the GM Bowling Green Assembly Plant, the home of the Corvette since the early 1980s. Police say the cars were valued at $1.2 million. Police say thieves cut a fence at the plant to get the cars out. Police found the Corvettes at different locations around town after determining they had been stolen. Officers arrested one man who they said was trying to load three of the 2025 Corvettes on a transporter truck bound for Michigan. Keith Peters, Washington.
TV doctor Mehmet Oz is one step closer to taking over at the helm of the government agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid. Finance Committee Chairman Senator Mike Crapo said before yesterday's vote, there's no doubt that Oz will deliver much needed change to the departments. Democrats contend Oz favors privatizing Medicare. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, March the 26th, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And David, you got your microphone back.
Yeah, that was fun.
Gosh, I tell you what.
Part of our community, our future leaders.
Buford disappeared. There's like 12 of these little ones here, and he just disappeared in a circle of them. The only thing you can see is the tip of his tail.
Yes.
And he's down there getting rubbed and loved, and he, in fact, he may have gone home with them. Is he still here? Oh, there he is. He stayed.
You'll see pictures of that on Facebook later, because that was just video, really.
You're going to see a video of all these kids.
It's like, I mean, the children were his litter.
Yeah.
Litter of kids around him.
Okay.
It was so cute. We're going to have 76 will be our highs today. It's currently 51 outside, but it feels like 57. We're going to have chance of showers today. I mean, our forecast is very interesting. We've got, we're on a wind advisory, so we may have gusts of winds up to 33 miles per hour with a chance of thunderstorms later today. So as you look outside right now, it's really nice, but we're going to have around 76 today, overnight lows of 52. Tomorrow calls for, now we go down with this drop of temperature with a high of 60 and our overnight lows of 50. Showers on Friday. Saturday we let up a little bit. We'll see sunny with a high of 62. And Sunday we go back into showers once again with our highs of 55. So don't put away your umbrellas or your sweaters yet. We still are going up and down with the spring weather. And the weather forecast is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated out in Anderson, where the Kinney family owns it. They always give senior and veteran discounts, and it is a veteran-owned business. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. 8:07 in the morning on this 26th Wednesday. Uh-oh, hump day, 26th.
And we're here. What an intro for our Shasta County District Attorney. Hey, it's hump day. No. Sorry. Stephanie Bridget is with us today. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? It's kind of an opportune time that you're here, because there's been meetings on public safety for, you know, the second meeting was Monday. Well, I've been following it, as I'm sure many people have. Can you just give us kind of a rundown of what you observed and your takeaways from the public safety forum?
That could be a long conversation.
We got an hour. We got an hour, and then we can ask questions in there.
Well, the first meeting that was on February 27th, you know, we were all in there to give kind of a presentation on overview on the office, and then really focus on kind of what our issues are, what obstacles and problems there are in the system. So it was interesting preparing for that meeting, because I did, you know, I know we've always been understaffed and overworked, but really spending the time preparing for that and doing a deep dive into looking at other counties and comparing them to our county and looking at their workloads and comparing it to ours, looking at how many prosecutors they have, how many judges they have, and compare it to ours was very enlightening. So,
because you knew it from just anecdotal and you know, looking at the surface, that you had a lot of work.
Right.
But you really didn't until you got into it, if I understand this right, what it looked like in the other counties. And
yeah.
Was that an eye-opener?
There wasn't really a big need to do a very deep statistical look at everybody.
Yeah.
So, it was very interesting because, you know, I ended up kind of breaking it up into two different things. And one was looking at, okay, well, let's look at other counties that have the same amount of judges that we do, because that's where everything ultimately ends up. And let's see where we kind of rank with other counties that have the same number of judicial positions. And we have 13. So I looked at the other counties that had between 12 and I think the highest was 16 judges to say, okay, what are they doing? And it was interesting because they're filing the amount of cases that they handle and the amount of filing that they do was significantly lower than ours. And if you just look at, like, how many felony cases are filed in a year, where we're filing, in the comparison I did, 2,271, they were filing around 1,400 or 1,500. So there's a significant difference there in the amount of cases that they're filing per year on the felony level.
And that has to do, so you looked at the counties that had kind of a like number of judges,
right,
and found they could be 800 less than your filing,
right.
We're not that bad. I mean, we're not that. We don't have that many more criminals.
Well, we're also very proactive. Our community is very law enforcement friendly, and our agencies are very go arrest, get the work done, make sure you do. So we have a large input into our community, into my office, because that's what the community wants. That's what all of us want. When I looked at total filings, so that included misdemeanors and felonies, those counties were closer to half to maybe 60 to 65% of the work that we get. We are filing, you know, around 8,000 cases, and they're filing between 4,000 and 7,000. So yep. it's a big significant difference.
Which counties?
So those just counties with the similar judges, Yolo, Santa Cruz, San Luis Obispo, and Merced. So
San Luis Obispo, it's a college town. I mean, but they have, I mean, that's kind of a rich community, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really look at their economic.
Well, no,
the
reason
I was looking at
that
the numbers.
Is, you know, the other Yolo and all these. But it seems like, you know, I can understand they may have less on something like that. But they've got the same amount of judges doing half of what we do.
Well, they actually have, they have about the same amount of judges. But when it comes to prosecutors, comparing in this group, we have 28 that are assigned to the office. Now, granted, we have five vacancies and we've had vacancies for quite a while. They have, between 29 and 39 judges. So prosecutors. So on average, so when we have 28 prosecutors, they, on average, those counties have 36. So they've got a good amount more prosecutors than we have, even when they're doing significantly less work. So that was pretty eye-opening, and I also looked at the support staff that supports those attorneys, and I looked at, okay, well, let's just look at legal secretaries. They're directly assigned to the attorneys. Where we have 10 legal secretaries in our office, on average, those counties we just talked about have 15. So they have
One for every two.
Yeah,
and you're
have
doing
a lot
one
more.
For every three.
Yeah. So that was pretty eye-opening. And then the next thing I looked at is I said, well, why don't I look at all the counties and look to see which counties actually are doing the same level of work as us, like have the same number of felony filings and everything. So I went through all of them, and what I found is the counties of Monterey, Santa Barbara, Sonoma, and Placer County were the closest to us with when it comes to the like quantity of work that we're doing.
Okay.
So where I had mentioned we filed around 2,200 felony filings, they were all very similar. They were 2,100, 2,500. So it's right there with us.
Mm-hmm.
Same with their total filings. They were very, very close to us. When we were 8,200, they were between 7,800 and 10,000. So they're just like kind of sandwiched right there with us. But when I move over to the resources, I find, again, we have 28 prosecutors, and they have an average of 58 prosecutors. So
each one of those counties?
It's almost the double, yeah.
Each one of those counties has over 50 prosecutors, and we've got 28. We've got 28 we're supposed to have, but we've got 23.
Right.
And they're running the same numbers, except they have double the staff.
Double the staff. Well, and when we look at the legal secretaries, it's the same thing. Where we have 10, they have an average of 26 that are supporting the double of the amount of attorneys that they have, that we have.
Now,
and same with judges too, where we have the 13 judicial positions.
Yeah.
They have one of the counties, let's see, Placer has 17. Monterey has 21, Santa Barbara has 24, Sonoma has 24, so they've got significantly more judges.
At least seven more judges.
Yeah.
Santa Barbara's another one of those rich counties.
For sure.
And there's a lot of retired, powerful people that live in the Santa Barbara area that. So I wonder if that had anything to do with it. No, of course not.
Well, I mean, but you look at Placer. They've got 54 prosecutors.
Now Placer's different.
Yeah, they've got 54 prosecutors and 18 legal secretaries. Monterey, 60 prosecutors and 30 legal secretaries. So we really are carrying a very, very significant caseload for the amount of attorneys, because our attorneys, they work. They don't work 8 to 5.
Let's talk about that when we get back.
Sure.
We got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're talking the Watchman medical procedure. Watchman is a minimally invasive heart procedure for people with atrial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. This thing is a small wafer-sized device that's inserted via your artery into your heart, and is an alternative to blood thinners. A lot of people can't take blood thinners, or it interferes with their life, or it just doesn't work. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with Watchman. And this is the only hospital in the North State, Shasta Regional is the only hospital in the North State that can do this procedure. Visit their website, ShastaRegional.com, for more information. I've sent a couple people over there that were hunters and out there, and they get banged up, and they just, they're on blood thinners, and they went over to check out the Watchman procedure at Shasta Regional. We'll be right back with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in
around the country.
Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can.
It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casinos. Hey, Saturday is going to be the Night of Champions out at Simpson University. It's going to be the third annual Night of Champions Youth Rally, and it's for the youth of our area, sponsored and hosted by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Simpson University. Hey, this is a free event, includes barbecue, high energy, interactive competitions, prize giveaways, worship music, and inspirational speakers, plus an event t-shirt. Now, it's going to be Saturday, March 29th. That's this Saturday. It starts at 5 p.m. and you'll be out of there by 9 p.m. It's a great time. They've got some super speakers there, pro football players, noted track athletes, all going to be there. And it's free, and they're inviting all youth in our area to it. And we are here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and she was giving us just statistics of how many prosecutors they have in like counties that have the same amount of felony filings
yeah,
as ours. Every one of these counties have double the number of prosecutors that we have in Shasta County. Double the number. And in up to 10 more judges.
Yeah, and support staff.
And support staff.
Yeah.
Double, maybe even triple what you have. So when you look at the number of felony filings, well over 2,000, and you're looking at, say, Santa Barbara that has 2,000, but it's 10,000 total when you look at the misdemeanors and everything, they're sitting there with 54 prosecutors and you've got 23.
Yeah. 23 that are staffed right now because we're down five. Yeah.
They must have different working hours than you have.
I'm positive that they do. It's interesting after doing this because this I'll be going to our yearly conference that I go to that has all the elected DAs. I'm going to be like, hey, talking to these counties and asking them kind of about that because it would be interesting to know
it's got to be with tax base.
Yeah, their workloads, their working hours, all of that. Just
that would be
talk about that. Yeah.
When is that?
That's going to be, I think it's in July.
All right. That should be an interesting. I would love to be a fly on the wall.
Would you come back and share that with?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
I don't know. When your prosecutors that you have that are working 60-hour weeks sees that, well, if I went down to Santa Barbara, I'd be working 40 hours a week.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, you may want to watch how much you're sharing there.
No.
Okay. Now, is this based on, is it the tax base amount of money that's in the county? That must have something to do with it.
Well, I mean, we are funded by the county. We vast majority of our money is going to be based on, you know, tax revenue. There's very little grants that are even available anymore for prosecuting offices. We only get where we used to get a lot of tax base.
Lucky.
Like turning
Lucky
around.
Just ran. He just walked in.
Turning around going, what's going on? Everybody's talking
about something.
Yeah, don't
worry. As long as I don't reach for the gun, we're okay.
Okay. Thank you. See, now I'm all like thrown off here. What were we talking about?
We were talking about the tax base.
Yeah.
And when you've got places like Santa Barbara, I'm not sure about Placer.
Yeah.
But when you've got
this
places like Santa Barbara.
I know.
Like Santa Barbara, they have a high tax base and some of these others.
Yeah.
That must have, you know, because the county's paying for them.
Yeah.
That must have something to do with it. And since the county gives most of the money, most of your funding comes straight from the county.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's, you know, that's got to be directly impacting.
Yeah, so they, you know, when you look at their populations, a lot of those counties that have similar workloads do have a bigger population base, so they're going to end up having a bigger tax base and have more money, but that doesn't stop or change the fact of the amount of workload that we have and how much we do need or that something needs to be done in order to kind of alleviate that stress because we end up losing people because they're working, you know, they don't ever go home before 6 or 7 o'clock. They end up going to work early. They work weekends. If they're in trial, they're working, you know, consecutive weeks, week on week where they're working 7 days a week. They're in there at, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning.
That's just one lucky midnight. Just Ronnie just popped by. We didn't have time to talk because he's in the middle of his workload.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I gotta go, boss.
The thing about it is that they're the prosecutors you have are doing a good job. At some point, and if they're especially if they have families, they're going to look around. Just like Marines do after that first 4 or 6 years, they're looking around because, you know, maybe they've got a family now. And can I get another job where I can see my family?
Right.
And have some time to myself. And you can't blame them for it.
You can't.
No matter how dedicated they are to it. If they see they can go down to Santa Barbara, get the same amount of money, if not more, and work a 40-hour week.
Yeah.
You know, that's tough.
That ends up, being very attractive because, you know, being a prosecutor, being in law enforcement is, you know, it is more of a calling. It's, we're going to do work that we're passionate about. We're going into that profession, you know, especially as attorneys, we're not going into it to get rich, you know, like you can if you go and work in a lot of civil firms and we understand that. But when you add on top of that, okay, now I don't get to see my family. I don't get to tuck my kids in or go to their baseball games, you know, month after month, year after year, that really drags on you.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, so, and then your pay is, you know, you have to divide it by your actual hours you're working, and you end up, you're making even less.
We figured we were making about $1.25. You know, for when you look at the hours we were working, I'm sure your guys make more than that. They're probably up to $5 an hour. But I know, and when you lose one, it just makes it worse.
Yeah.
Because somebody else has to pick it up. So, what's the solution? The only solution to this is, what, $2 million more into your coffers, or?
Well, when I looked at all this.
I just threw that number
yeah,
around.
I found that there's really kind of three solutions to it. Is our law enforcement stops being so proactive, so our input decreases,
happen.
Right?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
We end up having, the law enforcement is less proactive, which nobody wants that, right?
Nobody wants that.
Or if we end up having, we could decrease the number of filings that we have, right? We could say, okay, you send us in 9,000 cases, that's not going to change, but now we're going to say, well, we're gonna have to cut out certain cases that we even prosecute, or we instead of declining 10% of the cases, I don't know what the percentage is, we're gonna say, well, we're always gonna have to cut that down to 40% of cases and just be a lot tougher on our standards and say, if we have to put most of our resources to felony cases because that's the violent yeah. crime. Well, we're going to have to cut out. Do we end up cutting out misdemeanors? Do we cut out low-level felonies so that our quantity of cases decreases? And nobody wants that either.
Nobody wants that.
So we don't want law enforcement to stop. We don't want us to stop.
So the third one?
The third one is we need assistance. We need our prosecutors, in order to fill those five vacant positions that we have, we have to have competitive pay. When we don't, there's no law school past, Sacramento. So people coming out of Sacramento, law schools from in Sacramento or below, they're looking at, well, I could stay here in this metropolitan area and make significantly more than going to a county that I don't know and make a lot less. So we are in direct competition with Sacramento, Bay Area, and these bigger DA offices as well as civil firms. So we have to address the pay. And I know right now actually our attorneys are negotiating through their union with the county for that, which I fully support their efforts to get more pay. So that can help us fill that gap, fill that hole. We also need our secretaries to have some type of career path. Right now, they come in as a legal secretary, and there is no stepping stone.
20 years
really
later,
from that
they leave as
a legal secretary. Let's make a legal secretary 1-2, so they have
sure.
additional positions. I've been trying to do that for a while. And
who's fighting you on that?
Increase,
the CEO?
Well, we don't. Yeah, we've gotten declined for these requests for the last couple of years to get those positions. So, and it's not even that much money to the county to add that.
But
so
it does give a career path.
And, it gives
and,
a career
and
path.
And somebody gets promoted. And it makes them feel good about themselves and their work.
Yeah, because
we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. We're going to have to take a quick break. I have an idea I'm going to talk to you about during the interlude here. And you're going to tell me, Carl, that's another one of the stupid things you said. So that won't look bad on the radio when
Let's
I come
back. Let's come back and say what it was, though.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where I've been going since I moved to Reading, established in 1960, been in the same location since 67. Cypress Square Shopping Center. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, if you remember where that was, or the old Subway. I make an appointment by giving them a call at 530-244-9478, so it works on my schedule. And in fact, I'm going in there today to get my hair cut. It's been a couple of weeks, and I've just noticed that the hair is going into my ears. So it's about time. I've never had a bad haircut there. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. Okay.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sunflowers. blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics that will carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Get ready for a weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine. Saturday, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. All ages are welcome, so come on down and bring a family. Spaces are limited for show cars. Hope to see you there. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backo, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
For some reason, I am not hearing the music. It's like it's not turned up. No, I've got this turned up. Yeah. And it was hard hearing Linda. I don't know. I know you were trying to adjust things when Shrek was in here with 8,000 kids. Can you hear it at all?
No, I'm not. Okay. What? Okay.
All right. We're back.
Hey.
8:36 in the morning here on the 26th. When you have all kids in here singing.
Yep.
Poor David's in there trying to adjust it. Well, they're, you know, because they're singing from to my kids, you know, and then he comes back to our show and trying to get everything adjusted again. So, but as long as it sounds good out there, and I'm sure it does, we're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. What we've looked at, if you just look at the numbers of DAs in other counties that handle the same amount of felonies and misdemeanors, they have almost double the number of prosecutors that we do right here in Shasta County. They have triple the size of their legal assistants, their legal clerks. They have, you know, I don't know what the pay scale is. She didn't check that, we didn't address that yet. But what it means is that we're handling 2,000 felonies a year with 23 prosecutors. They're handling 2,000 felonies a year with 54, up to 54 prosecutors, not counting misdemeanors, which brings another 8,000 there. So my question during the break was, you go into a doctor's office, you'll see a PA or a nurse practitioner. I forget which one is the more trained, but they can, I mean, they're, they're right in there on their own, helping people in their medical health. Why can't we? Why can't the legal profession have something like that? Be like a, I don't know what you call them, you know, lawyer light or what, but where they could go to misdemeanors and save your heavy hitters for the felonies and stuff.
Yeah, that unfortunately we can't do that. That would be maybe something in the future because we have less and less people entering the workforce as attorneys and less and less specifically going into prosecutor jobs that, I don't know, maybe that's on the horizon. But the closest we have to that right now, and we've used it for as long as I've been in the office, is certified law students. So after they have completed their second year of law school, they can come in as a certified law student, and they can handle cases, they can go in court, they can do trials, but they have to have an attorney with them. So it doesn't really
help.
It doesn't really free up a body in court.
Mm-hmm.
They can do more work in the office, like helping prep cases without someone sitting there right with them. So it does help, and it's a good training ground for them for sure, but it doesn't solve the problem of needing to have enough people in court handling these cases.
I think in the future, if what you're saying, of course, what you're saying is that there's less lawyers and we're going to get less people, that somebody's got to say, hey, you know what, we have, because they've opened it up to nurse practitioners and physician's assistant, they're going to have to open it up to whatever you want to call them, paralegals, whatever, where that can come in there and to at least keep up with the workload.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I mean, a misdemeanor, they're felony shoplifting. Do you need a lawyer doing that? I mean, a full-time lawyer doing that? Or could somebody that's trained...
That's kind of the question of, do you have to go to law school and pass the bar to be able to even do the job? And there's debate on that. If you can you can study and learn the law and learn how to do trials and stuff. Yeah.
Maybe there should be there's a career path that people can take a test.
Mm-hmm.
And test just like you could for the bar, except, you know, it's going to be a lot lower, and it's going to be, you know, basic.
I don't know if we want to lower the...
No, it wouldn't be the same as... It wouldn't be the same test as a lawyer takes, because you're taking different classes, but, you know, enough that you could walk in and say, I can handle misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's just an...
It's not...
It doesn't mean anything.
It's not a thing right now, so...
Right. So let's move on.
Yeah.
So what was your take from the meetings that you've been to? Every one of them, you know, here's Barner. He's going to be short a whole shift if he's not short already.
Right.
You've got the your public defender who is babbling over there that they're being overrun. The probation, everybody. Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
Would a 1,000-person jail help this?
I'm going to say yes and no, because to a certain extent, there are people currently that are being kicked out that if they were kept in, we could handle those cases. But if we had a 1,000-person jail and everyone's out there resting and filling that up, you know, on a daily basis, we have to require, if a person is in custody, we've got a requirement that we have to review that case, make a decision, and file within 48 hours. And if we can't do that, that person is legally required to be released from custody. So if we could have a 1,000-person jail, a 5,000-person jail, but if my office stays at the size that it is, that jail's going to sit half empty, you know. So we can't just go in and fix any issue by just pumping one area way up without looking at all the other pieces in the system.
Because what people will think is, okay, we put 1,000 of these bad guys, that means less times they're going to be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of these people have been arrested multiple times,
sure,
as you know.
Absolutely.
So if you get them off the street, however, you still got to get them in there. You still got to have a judge that's going to be there, enough judges, enough public defender. So it's all symbiotic, my friends.
Yeah.
It's a circle.
And I understand that people, they see the jail. That's something visible they can see. They see our officers driving around. Those are the most visible things. So in most people's mind, they say, well, we just need more police and we need a bigger jail, because that's what they see.
It's simplistic.
But it's really, you know, behind the scenes, you've got all the prosecutors, you've got all the defense attorneys, you've got the judges, which is a very, very important part of the process. Or people, it would be a completely revolving door. If we can't process cases and make decisions within that 48-hour time period, that office is shut, is the jail's empty. And we already get anywhere from 5 in custodies on a, like, a light day, 25, 30 in custodies on a busy day. And that takes a vast majority of our available attorneys and our support staff just to review them as fast as they can, process them, type them, get them over to the court so they can be arraigned by 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay, what about the... you have to also, something has to happen in 60 days, right?
So when we're talking about trials, if they're misdemeanor trials, if they, when a case is set for trial, a defendant is asked, basically, are you going to set that with what's called a general time waiver, meaning it could go in 30 days, it could go in 80 days, it could go in 100 days. There's no limitation on when it has to go. Mm-hmm. Or are you going to set it with a no time waiver? You're not going to waive your right to a speedy trial. So if you don't waive your right to a speedy trial in misdemeanors, we've got a 30-day window. On felonies, we've got a 60-day window. So that, and if you push up to that day and there's not a courtroom available, then it's a violation of their speedy trial right to go past that time period and the case is dismissed.
Okay. Man, now, that's so just, this has happened a couple of times.
It's happened a lot of times.
It's happened a lot of times.
Yeah.
It could be one, maybe the DA's paperwork needs to be redone. Could be there's not a judge. Could be there's not a courtroom and they roll in there on that 60th day.
Yeah,
you've got to kick them loose.
I personally don't.
Yeah,
but yeah.
But they're kicked loose. No matter what it is. Is that correct?
Yeah, it could be a misdemeanor battery case or DUI, or it could be an attempted murder. If we don't meet that statutory deadline and there isn't a courtroom available, then the law allows them to be, their case
fact,
to be dismissed. And that's
the
what
law
happens.
Insists on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it'd be a violation of their speedy trial rights. And so where we can come and be completely ready to try the case, if there's not enough courtrooms, not enough judges, then the judge is going to have to dismiss the case by just operation of law. They have to dismiss the case. So it doesn't mean everybody doesn't want to and everybody's not prepared to go forward. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's not enough, like I showed you the numbers, there's not enough judges
in
our community.
Incredible.
Like other communities that have the same caseload as we do.
We're here with Stephanie Bridget, who just, you know, my day, which I came in so bright, and all the Shrek kids were in here, and, you know, Buford disappears in a little mound of kids, and then a psychic comes in and tells me, oh, it's going to be a great year, and then Stephanie Bridget, a friend, by the way, another horse person, comes in here, and my day is darker.
I've given you all the negative.
But now we're going to come up, and the only answer is to increase the funding and the numbers of prosecutors, or it's
and
just
support staff
and support staff. And it's not going to get any better. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Up is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Shasta College will host the last of three workshops titled Getting the Outside Garden Ready and Preserving What You Grow. This workshop will be held April 26th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm in the Greenhouse. Workshop topics will include bed preparation for an amazing harvest, how to start composting, setting up irrigation, growing herbs, controlling weeds and bugs, canning basics. There will be a $5 charge to cover materials and seeds at each workshop. Master Gardeners are also sponsoring a plant swap after this workshop. A garden fair is also planned from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This family-friendly event will include garden activities for children, composting demonstrations, garden-related vendors, and basic gardening advice. For questions regarding this event, contact Lemoyne Waite at 530-242-2210 or contact Shasta College.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading. Focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:50 in the morning here on the 26th, our last segment of the day. Showers likely before 10 a.m. I just reached out, looked out there, and didn't look like it. Then a chance of showers after 2 p.m. today, and the showers are starting. And even though Saturday, what's today?
Today's Wednesday.
Well, this says, yeah. Oh, you know what?
Hump day.
You're looking at something old.
I'm looking at last week.
Why are you doing that? That's my job.
Okay.
Today's 72. We have chance of thunderstorms with big wind advisory in front of us. Saturday.
That's strange.
Stop it. Okay. Next. Saturday's going to be 62, mostly sunny.
It was the producer's fault.
All right. Well, you look at it. What you did is you took... You took a piece of paper. No, you took a piece of paper and were reading it thinking, and we were going to use the backside.
Shasta County Citizen. Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And did you say there's somebody on the line or not? Robert, right? Robert, good morning. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, you had a question about how long has this problem been going on or something like that.
That's right. I have two questions, and then I know time is short, so I'll take my answer on the air.
Thank you.
Thanks for the show, and Stephanie, thanks for what you're trying to do up here.
Thank you.
The first question is, historically, what is this problem like in Reading? Like, is it worse now than in the last 10 years, the last 20 years? Is it only the last 2 years? Like, so that would be my first question is, what have we done that have we gotten to this point? So that's one question. And the second question I would be interested in is what percentage of the caseload is reoffenders? All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Robert. Good question.
Thank you. So as far as the historical problem, it goes back to, so I've been in the office for this is my 23rd year in the office. So I kind of have that big picture. And back when I started, the first 5, 10, 15 years really, recruitment was not a problem. So we would get hundreds of applications for any position. Now we'll maybe get one application for an open position. And so it's really dropped. And because of that, our staffing drops off, which causes the case backlog. So it's been a process that has kind of evolved over the last
Well, how many lawyers started when you started 23 years ago?
Gosh.
I mean, was it close to the same number though?
But yeah,
it was 20, 22, something
yeah, there
like that?
Hasn't been a huge increase. I don't know what that number was, but it was.
Let me just say it. You don't have to agree with it, but let's just say 20. And then over the last 23 years, however, it's been a lot harder to recruit, but is it more crime? I see what he's saying is, this didn't start overnight. This thing has been creeping up on us.
So if I were to say, and this is without analyzing the data, that everything has kind of started in 2011 with the passage of AB 109 and all the laws that have changed since then on top of our inability to recruit. So while we still have and have always had a lot of cases and a lot of proactive work in our county, now you have to realize that, you know, back when I put someone in prison 15, 20 years ago for 50 years, the person was gone for 50 years. Now, since AB 109 and Prop 57 and all the different legislation that's passed, we get so many of those cases back in our office to handle again. So it's not only us handling the new cases, we're handling the vast majority of cases we've already prosecuted that are coming back. So our workload has gone up in different ways. So, for instance, we have murder cases that happened in the 80s and in the 90s that are back in our office, back on our desks to read trial transcripts, file motions to try to keep them in prison because of the change in the law, which is a significant amount of work. So there's different types of work that have been added onto the office in the last, 10 to 14 years since AB 109. And everything that's came since then. So our workload has gone up in that way, and our ability to recruit. And this is statewide. This is nationwide. This issue, almost every DA office in the state of California is hiring. And when we go from a position where we used to get hundreds of applications down to now we are on a continuous recruitment. We are always recruiting for prosecutors. And on average, every 30 days, we'll get maybe one application. And then we're lucky if they return our calls for an interview or if they show up or if we put them in background within a couple weeks, they took a job somewhere else. It's very, very difficult to recruit. And then when you add on top of that the turnover, it's just a recipe for
a big backlog
and kind of where we're at right now.
Wow.
For your second question, though, with which percentage of the people are committing these crimes, I feel like that might be better asked by our police chief or our sheriff, because that's not data that my office is currently tracking. We certainly see a lot of the same offenders, and we are working on a dashboard data collection system that we hope to have up and running by 2026 that will help us get exactly that type of data. So that is something we're working towards knowing. But I think our law enforcement partners do track that on some level already.
You know, I saw a couple of statements from both Mike Johnson and Brian Barner. Is this system they have that's supposed to be sharing all this information is a piece of
It's really
mud.
Bad.
it's really bad.
I think the sheriff called it a box of rocks. So.
Yeah, and yet we pushed to get whoever was in the leadership there, not you or whatever, but Mike Johnson just said, this is horrible. And then it's taking extra time to make it work. Somehow we got sold a bill of goods.
Yeah. And you got to think that has to integrate and talk to my office. So any issues that they have create issues into my system.
What we're talking about is a way of passing information. It's passing information electronically to the state, to the DA's office, to each other, all around. And it's just not working.
Yeah. It's not a good system at all. So. Yep, it's been an issue.
Is there a bright light here? We've got 4 minutes, three minutes.
Is there a bright light? Well,
what's that thing you got in your hand?
So this is, when you go to one of those point of sale places, let's say you're getting gas or you're in a store,
yeah.
And a lot of times you're not a lot of times, but it's definitely a higher probability today that your information can be stolen if you use your debit card or your
uh-huh.
credit card
wow.
by entering it into
right.
that
right.
point of sale place.
Right.
Well, my office has just did a week long kind of sting or a check where we went to 104 local like gas stations and convenience stores and
sure.
we checked all of their point of sale systems for those skimmer devices.
Yeah.
And that's actually what this is. This is a way to check it. It was created. I'm not even sure who created it. Probably the company written on here, Easy Sweep. But you can stick it in, and if it vibrates or if it goes in crooked or if it sticks out, it's a good way of knowing whether that skimmer has been compromised. So we went to, 104 different places that week to just check their machines, to try to pull those skimmers out if they had them, to talk to the owners and the workers and let them know that stuff like this exists and that we're out there trying to keep the community safe.
How many
good thing.
Did you find?
We actually didn't find any.
So No, because I have two friends that just recently got back
yeah.
from the Bay Area.
From the Bay Area.
Yep. But it started in Redding. Their cards
yeah.
were compromised. And it happened in Redding. Both of them had Costco credit cards. And it happened as they went all the way through to the Bay Area and they were able to find out through their credit card company who let them know through an email. They were dinged, and so they were able to stop it.
Okay,
sure.
Now
yeah.
the skimmers, mm-hmm. because they're everywhere. If it's in there and you stick your card in, then it says, don't let people see mm-hmm. your code. So I always cover mine up. When
yeah.
I do. Can it still get the code off that skimmer?
It can still get all the numbers and the data and everything.
Okay.
And I think
right.
there are ways to still get the code. I don't know all the details of
right.
that, but the best thing that people need to do is you need to use your Apple wallet or any
oh.
other equivalent.
Uh-huh.
Have your information, your cards in your phone and use tap. Or most cards have tap ability.
Yeah, you should tap instead of insert
because
Got
tapping
it.
They can't swipe that information. It's
okay.
much safe. That's the
you
way
you heard
to
it
go.
Here,
yeah.
and a lot of places have tap on
yep,
it.
Yep, they
so
do. Most places do now.
You should just tap then instead of inserting.
Because that can save you a huge headache. Because if your information is stolen and used
yeah.
in a bunch of places.
Stephanie Bridget, thank you as usual. Yeah. The information you pass is so important to our community.
Thanks
and,
for having me.
Well, you know what? We need to talk about it to a couple other people in the decision-making process. Everybody's got the same problem. What are y'all going to do about it,
yeah.
board?